Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard here. As we discuss the Eagles, the Packers, Nick Sirianni's future here. Does he need playoff success to secure that? And, of course, Jalen Hurts expected to be on the practice field today. Let's talk to our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. He was at the Sirianni press conference. He joins us right now. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing today?
Well, we're awesome. Locked in, Elliot. It's playoff
of
week.
Course.
Elliot,
got to.
What was your read today with Sirianni? It was the first time he kind of revealed something different, and that is Jalen Hurts is going to practice today.
Yeah, for the first time, there really wasn't much of a read to have because he just told us what's going on. You know, no more guessing where he's at in the protocol, what's going to happen. Jalen's going to be out there today at 3:35 when they practice at the link. So the obvious next question would be, when is he cleared? When does he clear? I would guess a timeline for this one would be today. He's probably listed as limited since, you know, he's not completely out of the protocol yet. Probably a full participant tomorrow. And I would think Friday, we get the news that, you know, people can basically feel now, but he's going to be playing on Sunday against the Packers.
Elliot, let's spin this forward and assume he's going to get cleared, which would be great and obviously necessary for the Eagles. Would you run him like normal? You know, you look to some of his games this year, he ran a lot. And I think it was kind of overshadowed because Saquon was the star runner. It wasn't like Jalen was leading them in rushing. But, you know, he'd have games of 12, 15, you know, rushes in the game. Would it be, if he's cleared, for if you're in charge, is it all systems go? Or would you think twice about running him because he's just coming off the concussion?
You know, obviously without knowing, you know, all the specifics of his health, my opinion of it would be play him like normal. If he's cleared, if he's in the game, I don't think you want to hold him back. Obviously, you know, I don't want him to get a head injury if they feel like that's a risk. But if he's out there, I would assume that's not. So if he's going to play on Sunday, I don't think they need to change anything they do on offense. I don't think they need to run Jalen more. I don't think they need to run less. I don't think they have to lean on Saquon more. They got to where they are by playing the offense the way that they have. And if Jalen's out there, I want him playing like Jalen Hurts.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Elliot, what's your feeling on the Packers? They're a really interesting opponent because I could squint one way and look a pretty darn good resume. They have a great point differential. They won 11 games. They have a lot of really good players, and they played in the NFL's toughest division, and they ended up where they are. On the other hand, they haven't really beat a team with a winning record, and it feels like Jordan Love, in a lot of areas, plateaued this year. He didn't take that next step that people expected, you know, having him in the preseason MVP discussion. What do you make of the matchup with the Packers?
I think the Packers are a lot of good individual parts, but the parts doesn't really equal a sum that they have to be completely worried about. The Packers are capable of beating the Eagles just because of the talent that they do have. They have, you know, two, I would say maybe three really good players on defense, on offense. I know they lost Christian Watson, but they still have Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs. Josh Jacobs is having an awesome year. They have a really good set of tackles, which I think is important in this game, obviously, because if Jordan Love has time back there, I mean, he does have a special arm. But even with all that, and even statistically, if you look, top 10 offense, top 10 defense, really good on third down, like they check a lot of boxes. But the reality is, when they have played good teams, they have not been able to beat them. As good as the defense is statistically, they've given up 30-plus points to the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Lions. The only good offense you could argue they shut down this year were the Rams, and the Rams didn't have Cooper or Puka Nacua in that game. So I think the Packers are just scary enough where the Eagles can't just mail it in on Sunday for sure. But the Packers are really good at losing close games to good teams, and I think that would be the case on Sunday.
How much do you take away from the first game and now springboard it to this one? I mean, they have played this year. It's a rematch. But the game was in week one. It was in Brazil. I remember you talking to you that week, and they had the band playing behind you. It feels like a million years ago. How much do you take away from that one, or is it just so far, so long ago, and so much is different about the Eagles specifically that it's not really worth, you know, thinking about for this matchup?
Yeah, so last week I rewatched that game, and then I also watched a whole bunch of Jordan Love from the season. And what stood out to me was the Eagles look like a very different team from that week one game, and the Packers look mostly exactly the same. I think the Eagles have improved since that game, and I think there's two main ways that they've improved. One, Jalen Hurts is taking way better care of the football. In that game alone, he had four turnover-worthy plays. I could argue there were probably even a few more, but he ended up with four turnover-worthy plays. That's 25% of the turnover-worthy plays he had for the entire year. He only had five from the bye week on, so those last like 11 games or whatever it was. So he's being way, way smarter with the football. And then on the Eagles' defense, they're a far better tackling team than they were that night in Brazil. You think about some of the tackles Chauncey missed. He's been a way better tackler since then. Avante Maddox won't really be playing much. Obviously, that's a difference. So I think the Eagles have improved. But the Packers, to me, looked the same. Like that night in Brazil, their defense made some plays. Xavier McKinney had an interception. He's really good at that. He has 8 interceptions. Jordan Love made some really impressive throws, and he had some really bad throws. He's really good at doing that. He's very inconsistent. So I think the Eagles have improved more since week one than the Packers have.
Elliot with us here as we get ready for Eagles-Packers on Sunday. Elliot, let's talk about the rest of the NFC and kind of lay the path out for the Eagles here. What's your initial thought on these other games? Because, you know, what happens Sunday night in Tampa and, of course, what happens Monday in Los Angeles, that'll affect who we see next week. Early thought on Commanders Bucks Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm really interested in how the Bucks play. I think Washington is the better team. I think they have the better quarterback. I think they just have been a better team this year. But there's something about in Tampa. Maybe it's just my like PTSD from always being down there and the Eagles always getting smoked. That seems like a shady, like hard place to play. So I actually think the Bucks have a decent chance of winning that game, which potentially not great news for the Eagles because we all know Jalen struggles against Tampa. But yeah, I'm excited to watch that one for sure.
All right, so if the Bucks win, they're the opponent next week. If they lose, it's the winner of the Vikings and the Rams. Of the three, which is the most challenging in your mind for next week? Vikings, Rams, Bucks?
Man, it's a tough one because I think specific to the Eagles, it's probably the Bucks just because of how Jalen has struggled. The job Todd Bowles has done against Jalen. Now, there are some caveats there. They've never lost to the Bucks with AJ, right? So those games that we think about Jalen really struggling, he didn't have AJ Brown in those games. Oh, I think every game they've played the Buccaneers besides 2021 was in Tampa. So, you know, they haven't really had to come here. It's cold. My concern with Minnesota would be Brian Flores and that defense. I just, with Jalen, you know, not having played for a month, and obviously he will have played this upcoming Sunday, I would just be worried about how the offense would do against that defense. But the reality is, I think they'd beat all three of those teams. So I think entering the playoffs, like, it's definitely Super Bowl or bust for this team.
So the bar is not even just NFC title game. For you, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that for everybody.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're not the favorite in the NFC. They'd have to go on the road in the title game.
It's like that. I think it's Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles for sure. Because if you go to the Super Bowl or you don't make it, like, your window's only so big. And we can sit here and say the roster's young, Howie's great at building a roster, Jalen, like, all that's true for sure. But lots of teams have felt that way after losing a Super Bowl. We felt that way in 2022. Like, well, they'll be back next year, and they certainly weren't. 2017, this team set up to win for a long time. They have Carson coming back. That didn't happen. 2004, they'll be back. That didn't happen. So we can always sit here and act like the window is super large. But if you get two shots at the Super Bowl and then that season in between where you didn't win a playoff game, that's a lot of missed opportunities. So there's no moral victories this time around. If they don't get it done, the question starts to become, like, are they going to capitalize on this window of talent they've had?
Well, I think that's fair. And let's spin that to the head coach, Elliot. We know you're a Sirianni guy, and you pointed out how his record and what he's done, and obviously his resume is darn good for his first 4 years. But, Elliot, let's play this out, because you pointed out how they have to kind of seize the moment here. If they go out early, whether it's this week or next week, don't even make the title game, do you think it changes at all his future here in Philadelphia? He doesn't have a contract extension yet. I mean, I don't think there's any chance they fire him, but they also don't have to do anything with his contract. They don't have to make him the coach for the next 5 years. Do you think the playoffs matter for his future here?
Not really, no. I mean, if they get embarrassed against Green Bay, maybe. But I think Sirianni will get a contract extension this offseason. I think he'll be back next year. I understand what you're saying about maybe, you know, if it's really bad, but they keep him, don't give him a deal. But it's not like we're dealing with a salary cap or anything like that. It's really just money that Lurie has to pay. And far be it from me to tell him to go spend, you know, $10 million. But, you know, it's a problem that you pay to keep away so that all year Nick's not being asked about his future. So I do think he will get a contract extension this offseason. I don't think he'll be fired. And I think that if they have an embarrassing exit out the playoffs, I'll be curious to see how much they look at some of the other larger pieces here, like a Jalen. Like, how does he play, right? Mm. So,
what you saying, ESP?
Well, I think Jalen's under a ton of pressure going into the postseason. Like, Nick, I know they think really highly of Nick in that building, and they like Jalen as well. But if you look at that offense, like, as good as Jalen has been, the record is there and the resume and everything. If this window starts to close with no Super Bowl, I mean, we know how much they value the quarterback position. So I think it's more likely if there's an embarrassing exit, they would look at Jalen than Nick.
Well, you know, someone has to get looked at. I mean, you can't have a team this good and not go far and before questions are asked. Elliot, all right, let me ask you this, and we'll end with this, because I asked Seth Joyner this earlier. We were talking to Hugh about it because he's gone through this. I need your perspective. What's a playoff week like for you? Is there extra butterflies? Does it change your preparation? Is Sunday different waking up and you've covered a lot of these. I mean, you covered the Super Bowl in Minnesota, but what is it like for Elliot on a playoff week?
Look, as you heard me say, I started film work last week. I wasn't spending
you
time
heard
on
him break it out, film.
Yeah, I was watching all the Jordan Love attempts.
Tape dog. Tape dog parks over here.
Exactly right. I got all my Instagram graphics ready to go, so I've had those out day after day. Follow me on Instagram, at Elliot Shore Parks. Like, yes, I've been ready to go for this. But I will say that of all the playoff runs I've covered, and with the Eagles, I've covered a lot of them, this is definitely one where I feel like this is going to be the next, like, you know, 5 weeks of my life. Like, I'm locked in. Like, I would be pretty surprised if this doesn't end up with us, maybe not on the bus, because that'll be you guys. But
you want to come on the bus with us, ESP?
Nah, unfortunately, I'll probably fly. But I think the bus does sound
he
fun.
He said, unfortunately.
I think you guys will enjoy that. But no, I'm ready to go. I'm locked in. Like, I'm eating right, working out. I'm feeling good. So I'm ready.
Hold on. What that got to do with anything? When you get to New Orleans, you're probably going to be drinking anyway.
Yeah, but that means he's got to take care of his body now to be ready
for
New Orleans.
Oh, so ready for, for not debauchery, but the celebration.
It might be debauchery.
Well, no, he's probably going to bring his lovely wife with him, so it won't be too much.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, look, it'll be a family affair for sure if we go down there. But you look good, play good. So when I feel good, I do better work. So I feel like I'm in a good place.
Elliot, to tell you that this is a team effort here. I mean, I'm looking at a text message confirming my stay in New Orleans from February 2nd to February 6th.
We're making plans.
We got our hotel.
Wait a minute. You say, what day are we going?
About the hotel room is February 2nd. That's the Sunday. Before the week before the game.
Okay. So we got...
They got us a hotel.
But we work Friday, right?
Here, yeah.
So then that means we got to jump on the bus.
We
got to
jump on
moving.
That bus. We got 2 days.
So we
got
to pack our stuff up. And that's a 2-day trip?
Yeah, we got to workshop that one.
I will say, though, I was looking at my flight, and I think it's a little over 2 hours. So I feel you on that one. You know, the time
really?
Difference.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, two full hours. Yeah, but it's okay. We'll have our
just have it keep it. Just have it all set up for us when we get there
two days
later.
Yeah, I'll get the honey jack ready
there
for
we
you.
Go.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Elliot, we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. And of course, the pregame show on Sunday. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks.
I don't know. Like, honey jack will be on deck. No doubt about that. Shout out to Jack. But we're going to New Orleans.
What's the drink of choice in New Orleans?
The only thing I know about is the hand grenades.
Oh, yeah. That's when this first came up. Yeah.
But I do know on Bourbon Street, they mix up